Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katuongere katonde ngaliza amanyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Oya tukunganyiza mu kifo kino.
He who has gathered us in this place.
Ayongere okutuyigiriza okugasa.
That he moved to teach us to profit.
Oyinza okuba tonalaba mugaso
gw'obulungi. You may not have seen your profiting well.
Omanyi buli bw'oyimirira mu maaso gaffe
wano. Anytime you stand before us here.
Olw'okuba omanyi tumanyi.
Because you know we know.
Obeera n'ekitengo ky'amaanyi nnyo.
You are on tension and fear. But when you move out, you will prove that you know. There is revelation upon your life. Something special God has put upon your life. Maybe we left you got outside in this place, area.
Yeah?
Yes.
Amen.
Should we set you move out around?
Because
I've seen another tree. Yes. And I see you are afraid. For those you preach to, they know. I want you, perhaps you first move outside. Yes. And you try around here. Yes. How do you see that?
You
feel the grit to move outside? I see perhaps we must move outside. We see what we have.
When we shall
bring you back to stand here when you've realized what you have. Yes. You know, if you are among those who know, those who have revelation, all the revelation almost. You know, apostle is out there listening. First, begin to struggle.
Speak.
Yet what you speak is right. But right now,
this session
we are going to stop it and we prepare to move out. We first move out and we see ourselves. You know, when you go in darkness,
and
you have a torch, you can know that you can lighten.
And
you first come with boldness, you've gotten from outside. Yes. After this week, I'll tell you when we are moving out.
And one of us will
spend like 1 week, we move out. We move out. Not very far, a small distance around. And you don't go beyond Kajansi. You don't go beyond Namasuba. Chibuye.
You
don't go beyond Chibuye, you end there, then you get back.
Yeah?
Amen. We first move outside there. And you first see what you have in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. We don't want to take any more time. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and
our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And in this call, God has called all nations.
He
worked with him in his final work on this planet Earth.
The
work he spoke of in the Romans 9, verse 28, up to 29.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that final work, it's the revival and restoration of all things
Katonda byogera bannabbi babaliwo okuva ku lubiribiri.
That God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning.
Yendagaano empya n'enkadde.
It's the New and the Old Testament.
Ebirimu bimanyibwe nga bwe byasuuka.
Things there to be known the way they were.
Nga bwe biyina okuba.
The way they should be.
Era nga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe.
And the way they will be forever.
Alyoka tukomezeewo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Then we bring back our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kubanga bikwatuma essuula eyo eyokusatu.
Because Acts in the chapter 3.
Olwabiri paka abiri mu
olumu. Verse 20 to 21.
Yagamba nti alituma Kristo we.
This Christ to come back the second time, defeated him to first be taken into heaven until he restores back all things. He spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. Praise Jesus much.
In
this revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. Praise Jesus much. We pass it through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God. And we can explain well the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God in the kingdom of heaven. And we can reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Just as prophets did it before, and they saw heaven, and they greeted it, and they preached it to others. But when the gospel of heaven ceased to be, and the Lord decided to restore it, praise Jesus much. Because when he sent apostles in Matthew 10, verse 7, to enter verse 8, he said, when you go, reach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise Jesus much. The way it was able to be drawn near, it's to reveal secrets of heaven, that heaven's wrote near to the heads of humans in knowledge, in understanding, even in seeing, that they can yearn for heaven. What he told apostles in Matthew 13, verse 11, he told them that you are blessed to know secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Apostle Paul is rich to even know that there is the third heaven, where there is the paradise of God. As you speak in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. So in that way, God decided to bring this strategy, standard strategies, to see that that work, it never returns until the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. I have another aspect I want us to speak about before we proceed on to concluding the sixth standard strategy. Praise Jesus much. Known as the harvesters of spirits. There is an aspect which says that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on this world? One of the reasons why revival is needed, that we can prepare the Son of God to find their faith on the earth. Praise Jesus much. This aspect I want us to handle before we proceed on, that you first put emphasis. We want to see, why was it asked that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on this earth? And this issue is very important. Why revival and restoration of all things God spoke in his prophets required to be done in our seasons? Praise Jesus much. The heading we see, why was it asked that when the Son of Man will come back, shall he find faith on the earth? Praise Jesus much.
You
will be able to understand why revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning.
It's
required to be done in our seasons. Because he's nearly to coming back. Praise Jesus much. In Luke chapter 18 verse 8, that question is asked like this. Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu. Nayo mwana w'omuntu bw'alidda, alisanga okukkiriza ku nsi.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes. That God is ready to judge quickly. All issues we ask him, nations as they are yearning, people as they are crying. But when the Son of Man, Christ Jesus, when he comes back, shall he find faith on the earth? What is this being asked? Friend, those days, how will they be to be the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ? He reached to come back and never find their face on the earth. What is there in that time?
If
those times and they appear like ours, for all the signs they show that the Son of God is coming back, our Lord Jesus Christ. But when the sins we are told that they may not find faith there, yes. Praise Jesus much. I request we repeat this verse, then we move to analyze it.
Luka esula ya 18 olunyolo 8.
Luke chapter 18 verse 8.
Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu. Nayo mwana w'omuntu bw'alidda alisanga okukkiriza ku nsi.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes.
Mwana w'omuntu nga akomyewo.
When the Son of Man has come back, our Lord Jesus Christ, shall he find faith on the earth? What is that? Because it is expected. May it come back and his faith is not there. Something why they requested for revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Something why they requested for restoration. We be restored.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To say,
it
as we be revived and to restore things God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament. Do you know why? Because faith, that he speaks of, he wants to find.
It's
not this that I heard stories. The finger of God is moving. I hear, I see this. The Lord told me, we take salt which is holy. Not that. There is a faith he speaks of.
That
when the Son of Man will come back, will he find that faith? That faith, and it comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, even to put it in action. That will he find it there? And people, they have sunk in the word of God. They read it. They get revealed of it. They put it in action. And they are no more in stories. Will he find it there? For when he speaks, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, he speaks as he says this. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mukuulira n'okuulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. He said because faith comes. by hearing.
Okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
Faith comes by hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Ekituufu.
The right, the truth.
Bwe tubanga mu kiseera kino.
If in this time.
Tuyinayo n'amadini agagamba.
We have religions which say.
The Bible is outdated.
That the Bible is outdated.
Okugeza ng'omukulu.
Example.
Papa.
Like the Pope.
Bwe yavaayo n'ayogera mu nnaku ezo.
Came out spoke in those days.
Nti ekitabo Bible kiri outdated.
That the book Bible is outdated.
Beetaaga bakoleyo ekirala.
That they need to print a new book.
Ennaku zino abasumba nga batugamba.
These days pastors tell us.
Tekyetaaga kumanya byawandiikibwa bingi.
Not necessary to know many scriptures.
Era nabo nga babulira akawandiikibwa kamu.
Them to preach in one scripture.
Ne boogera sitole
mpitirivu. And speak a lot of stories on it.
Era mulimu n'abaloota.
And there are even those who dream.
Era mulimu n'abafaafa.
Those who die. And they say that they went in heaven.
Ne batunyumiza sitole.
And they came back, they speak stories to us. Heaven which is not in the scriptures. When the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith?
This
kill faith come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. There are very many.
And
people no more have time to proclaim to the word of God. Every time they seek for divination. Friends, and miracles have become miracles.
Person,
make them sit down to hear the word of God. Get the rightful faith. And it's not easy.
If
God give you a chance like this,
it's
the main purpose he has upon your life. Other question asked, it will be answered by you. You
are
the answer to that question. If you decide to enter in faith, that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and you put it in action, you the answer alone, which can answer that question. Are we together? When
you say
in Luke 18:8. When the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? How are you going to answer?
You,
as you say, you believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you answer? It's a question they left to us as children of God, as ministers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Look to Romans 10, verse 17.
He said,
faith come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
And
indeed, the word of God in our seasons,
it
become minimal. It ceases to be. We have many stories. Those who seem like servants of God. Others teach us demons.
Kaula.
Others take it. I see the finger of God.
Now
the Son of God, when he will come back, will he really find us in faith? And remember, rightful person who believes, after he hears the word of God and believes it, he puts it in action. What surprised most? That those who try to believe the word, them do not do the word. You are there. You are taught. You are revealed. But the fight you have is to put it in action. Your friend is far.
They are
in the hunger of it.
They are
in the thirsty of the world. You, God has given the blessing to hear it.
The
strength to do it, you do not have it. My God.
Now the
Son of Man will get back. My God.
You know, if you
read in the James chapter 2, verse 26, it tells me yes.
Faith is
going to come from hearing and hearing by the word of God. But will they do it? If they don't do like that,
then
that faith is dead is not found it.
Man,
very serious then.
No, yaringa
tikuwa chiburi seko. If it was to be preached to, he refused to do it. Now it means that Satan is wasting our time.
Because
some of us have gotten just hearing the words, but we can ask to put in action. Till the faith the Lord seeks to find, and he never find it.
Do
you know what it means? It means
you are
going to be found as Sodom and Gomorrah. Fight only five who believe. Yes. They first let 50. They stood for only 50.
Sodom
and Gomorrah. And the smaller cities were neighboring them. They are homosexuals. Men commit homosexuality. Women in Brazilianism.
Have
sex with every creation.
Even
at fishal organs, including robots. Jesus said
he
wanted to forgive
Sodom.
Them. Sodom. But
he
reached to seeking for only five
people.
Don't believe they spoke of.
Not
these who just heard the words. But they put it in action. Whether which situation, whether what, and they put it in action. And they appear just as it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You first read James, we see. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kuba, ngo umubiri awatali moyo, bekuba nga gufude. Erano kukiriza bwe kutyo, awatali bikolwa, nga kufude.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Satan,
what it does is this.
The
question is in the Bible. He knows it. Luke chapter 18, verse
8.
When the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth?
Fine.
So what to do? Let's prove there's not and there's never rightful faith. Yes. And they did my sorcery.
They
planted religions with their different books. Born again when they tried to come out. To focus on the words. Romans 10 verse 17 explained that faith has to come from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Yes,
fine.
When we get a chance to hear it, let's weaken them from doing it. That faith will appear dead.
And
Son of Man will go back. While we've turned it into Sodom and Gomorrah.
See,
when I find only five righteous, and they are righteous. After believing, you have to be given righteousness. When you believe, after hearing the word of God, and you put it in action, you are given righteousness. These ones we are not there. But see how Satan weakened you. You think you have faith? You hear the words? What's done is to hinder you, put it in action. In that you have righteousness. When I read Romans 10, verse 10, it tells me like this. Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mtima gwe okuwebwa obutuukirivu.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes. He said,
the
person believe with his heart to be given righteousness, confess with the mouth to be saved. It means, when I believe, I'm given righteousness and I confess. It's to put in action. As we confess salvation, first believed is our heart, and we confess it, and we put it in action, and we count it to be righteous. When you read in Genesis, chapter 19, he looked for how many righteous. Chapter 18. A few writers who were needed up to how many? Only five.
Yeah.
Genesis 18 verse 28. Genesis chapter 18, verse 28.
Mpozi kubatukuvu atano, kunabulako abatano. Okuzikirize chivuga chona, kubanga abatano babulako. Nayo gera antisiri chizikiriza, bwenalaba ye ana muabatano.
Suppose there shall lack five of 50 righteous, will you destroy all the... Or will you destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it.
Verse 29.
And he spoke unto him yet again, and said, suppose there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. Verse
30.
And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Verse 31.
Na yogena ntilabano. Ngezeza nze okwogera ne mukama. Mpozi munalabika mwabiri. Na yogena ntisirizikiriza kubwabiri abo.
And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Suppose there shall be 20 found. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Verse
32.
And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet, but these ones, suppose 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will destroy it for 10's sake. Verse 33.
Mukama neyegendera bo yamala okwogera na Ibrahimu naddayo mu kifo kye.
And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Yes,
batuka ku 10.
He reached on 10.
Nene bantuse ku 5.
Though they would have reached 5, still they were not there,
kubanga waliyo basatu,
because there were only 3 there. Yes.
They
would have been 4. Even Lot's wife looked behind.
God
would have reached to 5.
But
that question, you see it,
if read
in Luke chapter 18, verse 8. That when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? According to how you see religions, you see the different beliefs.
Those
who speak about Christ Jesus,
you
see salvation of all kinds, they speak of Jesus.
May
think perhaps faith is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
rightful faith spoken about,
Sodom and
Gomorrah consumed the whole of it. Just as you've heard, Romans 10 verse 17, that rightful faith has to come from hearing,
and
hearing the word of God.
They
should not be stories. Not stories. Not persuading words, but the word of God. Praise Jesus much. But after it is hard, and you get that faith,
kiriza kuramu kama Yesu akusange unga kuramu.
To rightful faith, Jesus to find it and it's really faith.
Yakobo esule yokubira ali mukage
gambi. Chapter 2 verse 26 has said.
Kirizo kunali ko bikola kubira kufu.
Faith without works it is dead.
Bukuma ro kumanga daro kulina.
After indeed you have it. And it's dead. Then it means still. The Son of Man comes back, there is no faith on the earth. For the reason that when you will believe, after hearing the word of God, and you put in action, you are given righteousness. Praise Jesus much. As
we
heard in Romans 10 verse 10,
the
person believes is the heart, be given righteousness, or faced with the mouth, to be saved. All our lives, we're moving, believing with our hearts, and to putting in action. Ever since
we get saved,
first believe with our hearts. After we've heard issues of God, which come from the word of God. After we are told, have to confess, you put in action. When you confess salvation, you have told God
that
everything you spoke in the Bible, I have to put it in action. What you refuse, I should not do it. What commanded me to, I do it always. Because Bible is in the summary. It is in cola,
do not.
Tokola. That's how it's summarized.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bastani,
the devils, one trick they used from old, Genesis chapter 18, verse 38 downwards, as we have heard, and they killed all the faith, which come from hearing and hearing the word of God and to put in action to be given righteousness, and they smote it away to become a Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality, men with men commits homosexuality, women with women.
Every
soul will profane and foolishness to spread the world, and they destroyed the word of God. And we got stories. We have men and women.
And
they
are
to speak words which persuade us in churches. We persuaded to be sick, to sow. The Son of Man says, I come back but the rightful faith which come from hearing and hearing the word of God and to put in action. How come it's not there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In those persuading words,
it's
where they twist the faith. They twist the meaning of scriptures and you get them in another way. And though you have done it, still you've done it wrong, and the faith appears dead
and
not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as the way was in Sodom, the first Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1, he said in the last days there will be people who depart from the faith. Yes. As they hear deceiving spirits and teaching of demons, and they teach people hear things speak to them. The Lord told me, I pray with all people. God, prayers of the wicked never hears them. How can
he
tell you pray with all people? He just sends us
to
go save the evil people. But
Lord,
as if you've made a shrine, it does not segregate. A born again, a Catholic, all of you come, we define it on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God cannot be of that confusion.
Let's
read in Timothy, we hear. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nayomo yayogera lwatunti, munaku ezoluvanyuma, walibawa baliva mukukiriza, ngaba ulidemye yejichamia.
Now, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Have you heard very well? There will be those who depart from faith. The Holy Spirit himself speaks expressly. What the Holy Spirit is one of us through Christ Jesus. In the Luke chapter 18, verse 8. And when the Son of Man will get back, will he find peace on the earth? He came in the Timothy. 1 Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 1.
He said,
the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times of the coming back of the Lord Jesus, there will be those depart from the faith. As they hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons, many people hear things and they say the Lord has sent them. But you tell them, God is in heaven. Not to send you, remind us how heaven appears and with his goodness. And he send you, you to be in miracles. Go preach the kingdom of heaven and we fast seek for the kingdom of God in the righteousness, the miracle food to children, he adds them.
And send you
that your gospel is miracles. Miracle is not a gospel. Those are signs which follow the gospel. Yes. But those who depart from this faith, come from hearing, hearing the word of God, including an action, given righteousness, our Lord Jesus may find them. Let me tell you what will cause you to depart from faith. There are going to appear many deceiving spirits as they hearken to them.
They
have full lines of Jesus.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Come on, face.
Our Lord Jesus. This your son is here. They want you to work on them. Let me say now. The phone line is straight from this earth into heaven.
Network.
What network is that? The myths of this world cannot work even in the heaven. That between they had deceiving spirits and they have another thing, that there is even a doctrine but of the demons. Even the doctrine is serious. And they are Adventists. They are there. Muslims. They do they teach. That there are groups there. But it's not the original faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People rise every time that the Lord has called them. It's that thing. Before I explain those two words which take away faith, this is what is to happen, faith to depart. They are going to be hearing much deceiving spirits. They are then pressed. Mesu style. Go build me a great church on a table road. I want it on 2 acres of land. No. As written in the scriptures, the church Christ comes for has not spawn no wrinkles. And it's me and you. But one who spoke with me, the voice told him, I want a church building and some 2 acres of land. What is it now? People hear things. They say the Lord has spoken with them. The other, they have doctrines. They have a gospel there. But original come from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
Man.
Right? There is confusion and chaos.
And
some what happens there before I explain. Those two words cause us depart from faith. I want to tell you. There are words.
And
have persuading words.
Man.
And they speak. Man.
No, you cannot quit. You cannot
bend on the chair. Shout hallelujah. And you lift the chair. They speak. But that faith they are put in, it's of humans. Just who speaks to you, he tells you things.
He
sits on the side. And he sits for them. How he will bring them. I will speak tongues, including them.
knows.
You're teaching you to hear things not right. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. He says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo by'amagezi ebisendasenda omubiri wabula mu kwolesebwa kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching we are not with enticing words of man's wisdom but in demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Olunyo lw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men but in the power of God. Yes.
Yagamba.
He said the gospel of God when it's being preached it's not in the human wisdom which persuade enticing people. Yes. But in demonstration of the Spirit, when it says demonstrate Spirit and power, when the Spirit is being demonstrated, amen, you are filled with Spirit of wisdom in the Word. There is understanding in the Word. There is the curse of God manifest from the Word of God. The power, the Word you get it, and
you have
power to do the Word of God, and you put in action
the
light of knowledge which is enlightening you. There is a vision of the Spirit.
And
there is
the
Spirit of fear
who
enter your life
and tell you
what's not in persuasion. The Spirit of fear of God coming
out
and you hate evil and many depart from evil. The Lord come in your life and you glorify God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. The
those
things we are done,
you know,
they are put in enticings.
Who has
had it share hallelujah?
He's
born again. Say amen.
No,
and you say you. We came here, we are born again.
Amina.
Amen. You don't need to force me, say it.
If I
felt it, it's amen. For amen.
It's
what you preach to me is amen. They are the rightful things. But you have not shouted amen before I've understood it's amen. Someone has had a shout hallelujah.
I don't wonder.
They put you in a situation.
You
don't get time to understand.
I don't know.
You should not ask a question. And the machines are playing for my play them.
There's
confusion right there.
If
the things they preach to you, they are in the faith, put you in
human.
For the reason again, why not preach in enticing words,
both
in the wisdom of men, but demonstrating the spirit and power, lest your faith rests in the wisdom of men, but in the wisdom of God, the wisdom which is in the word of God. The main Bible speaks of them. Man Stephen and Philip. That they contended with five religions. And they not turned the spirit. Wisdom and understanding by which he spoke.
They
had wisdom in the word. And when he speaks, demonstrates wisdom in the word. When he speaks, demonstrates understanding in the word. When he speaks, you feel the counsel of God until life. When it speaks, you feel the power in the word. It comes in your life. And you feel it up, in the name of Jesus. When it speaks, you feel light of knowledge and revelation coming in your life. When it speaks, you feel fear of God to hate evil, to help many depart from evil. When it speaks, you hear the Spirit of the Lord join with your life. And you begin to glorify God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Putting them in wisdom which entices.
Give
a head in which said,
death must die.
Kufa ali no kufa.
Doesn't
give you time to think. Who will kill death? Because
death must die.
Kufa ali no kufa. Men.
Death
is the one who kills. Now who is to kill him then?
Days,
I give you the time to think. Now what he does, he goes in Revelation. Chapter 6, very well. Verse 8. And I saw one sitting on the yellow horse. His name is called Stop there. Stop there.
Kufa.
That real death I speak of it. He doesn't finish all of it. You understand what he does? He cut it from there. Yes.
Oh, you.
That one.
I
speak about that death. As to die today.
Let me see
those who kill death.
Stand
upon your feet.
We go to spit in that.
Anointing is there. And the stubbornness begins. And you go from there. You go to your homes, you say.
We
have faith towards God.
The
trouble is out there. Now we think that in the world there is faith, but indeed it is there, and it is gradually ceasing to be, and the righteous cease to be there. Out in religion, leave them.
For now,
the drama is much there. There is no word of God there. They are on evangelicatechism. Satan poured in them the water of the dawn. You know that cold. It's very cold. And
he
entered Protestantism. Orthodox, brethren, Adventists, and they read things of the surface. On the surface where they read. The Lord of the Sabbath come on the world. He worked on the Sabbath. He told them
to
sit there another day called today. And they tell him, you're joking. We are still keeping the Sabbath.
I'll
not go much in that. But the main thing is, you, my brethren, indeed, you answer that question. Luke chapter 18, verse 8. When the Son of Man will come back, will he find peace on the earth? That faith come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. In Romans 10, verse 17, that faith come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Say again, that faith,
don't
put in action the word of God. What you found, the word of God, that faith is dead. James 2, verse 26. Tells you, if you put in action, you'll be given righteousness. Romans 10, verse 10.
And
if you get that righteousness, you answers that question.
Sodom
and Gomorrah failed on it. As in the Genesis 18, 28 downwards. 10 righteous ones. They did find them, even 5. They are missed one to make 5. Even the 4th failed.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But trouble where it came from,
they
are evil spirits speaking. And because you depart from
me,
there are doctrines of many types of the world. As today,
what is it?
1 Timothy chapter 4, and the verse 1. The Spirit speaks expressly, in the last days, there will be those who depart from the faith. And the reason why, as they are deceiving spirits, and doctrines of the demons, how does it appear? And they teach men, they trouble men, and it is very serious.
Wow.
Amazing. And it's a deep teaching doctrine.
The
gospel like it's moving on. Men. How can I realize that? You. How can
you
understand situation is like that? People are deceiving spirits. They say God has told them.
After
they teach. But the teaching of demons.
Men.
Different scriptures they get them. And they twist their meaning.
And
that is a great terror. And it's what we are into now. You think these you see who shave women's private parts of the church, they do it get from where? They still teach. They get Ezekiel. I found you mixed with blood. I washed you. Men. Now trouble came. They are both humble in their teaching. You find them say,
you know,
Omanye.
The Lord Jesus.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
Moved a Nazareth.
Na tambla a Nazareth.
And now.
Elaka kano.
He's moving.
A tambla.
Here. No gamba aliwa.
And you say where is he?
Ngari mukasenge jeba.
And he's in the room where they refused us.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
But itabu ya jata.
Now trouble came. I've told you before we got explained that they hear deceiving spirits. They find them where? Still, we have got explained. Their doctrine. This teaching doctrine is a form of the gospel moving on. The gospel seems to be preached.
Man,
but not real. It's fake. It's doctrines of demons.
But
Satan has made things there. Praise Jesus much. Satan has done. You don't put a form of doctrine there. It is a doctrine. Praise Jesus much.
I
can explain what I told you. Some of what happens there with different problems. There are women and men and they speak. To say, we
cease
to be preachers of the gospel.
And
we have motivational speakers. And they speak. They speak. Great swelling words. He speaks. And you almost want to fly in the sky. He speaks.
You
say, if in the house I sleep, I've sold it out. You understand when you moved out of there, I've sold my house. I'm going to sleep where with my children now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I saw
the shoe.
He
has anointing you.
Try to
come trouble.
You're going to
see a finger of God. Remember, he has demons with himself which tell him those. And after demons strike you and roll on the floor.
I receive.
They have to make a deal with them. Sure. There is drama there. Much drama. Man. He has communicated with the demon here. And they go in the Act 16. And they make money. Man.
There's
power on the Bible. Trouble is there. You think what they speak, they have not heard them. They have heard them. After speaking them, everyone get close to them falls. And they make up loud and then you go back home. If tomorrow the same thing. But you don't understand. Trouble is in the midst there. And it's amazing. As
I
said the first Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. In the enticing words, and words are in the human wisdom,
but
we have to demonstrate the Spirit. demonstrate wisdom in the words. And the verses connect. And they bring the rightful faith.
Which
come from hearing and hearing the word of God. The spirit of understanding manifests.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Lest your faith
is
the wisdom of children of men. Now imagine, Pastor can come tell you,
Nafako.
I died. And the Lord took me to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now what was very terrifying in that heaven?
Yeah.
Those were in the structures like slums.
Kakati Yesu.
Now Jesus.
When
you want time, want to go aside.
He
turns into a lion, he wants to devour them.
Nombuza.
You ask him you.
But Yesu,
why Jesus take them in heaven, want to devour them from there? And he began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I moved to see thousands of some people.
There
are structures we are on the foundation level.
And
the woods grew in them. I asked the Lord, what is that? He told me, those are structures of my servants. Those who no more serving me. Go tell them. They serve me. They chose to complete their houses.
No,
and you see those thieves, those fools. God. Our Lord Jesus, in John 14, in the first one,
Acts 2:3,
he told us,
I
go in my father's house, there are many storied mansions there. It wasn't that. I wouldn't have told you.
Jesus said,
there is move to prepare them.
Just
fallen angels in the beginning of Eden and the story building of them. My goodness. Hebrews 11 start from verse 8 up to 16.
Abraham
greeted that city and they sought that city.
God
was not ashamed to be called their God. Prepared them a city. He prepared them a city.
Hebrews
11:16. Prepared them what? A city. Imagine in the cities of the world. If that God can build. And there are slum structures there. In the heaven of God. You see, doctrine of demons, they hear deceive things. As we go in the word, it speaks different things. My God. As Hebrews 12:22-23. And they tell me, we will come you
in
the Jerusalem of heaven, the city of the living God. This is the city. And lady or gentleman, where you're sitting, and there are those who had deceiving spirits, and the demons even killed them for some days. They took them under the ocean where they are still building. Ezekiel 27, verse 1 to 4, under the ocean, they are still building there. And they shoot them.
You know,
when you go under the ocean, water is lifted up.
Now,
you see as if it's heaven. And they come tell us stories. And we think our structures are not complete in heaven. And even deceive that angels are one building there. I wonder when they make bricks there. Hebrews 11, verse 8, up to 10.
And the city,
God himself built it. God, not angels.
For
them to just live in it. Great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Those who came from there gave us stories there. And they began to tell us. Now when I went in heaven, forgive me. Crocodile is like that if it's going to chew you. You see tears flow from his eyes, and you have mercy upon it, and you go wipe the tears from it.
But why to get
Namaskar going to heaven?
We
passed on a rock. And others carried their luggage because
of it.
And they fall off in the depth. As I read Luke chapter 16, verse 20-23, Lazarus unclosed his body, lifted by angels. Why I passed the rock when I've overcome when the world left my sins? The heaven of those people, it is very fake. They passed on a rope.
Look
the prophet Elijah. The chariots came for him. He
Lord,
in our generation, what did we see much on him? He put a rope. We fought much on the world. We left fornication, stealing, robbing, abusing, pointing fingers, all manners and behaviors, we've left them. And now we go to heaven, we know we go to rest. He made us pass via a rock. Where did he write this rock? When I last read in Genesis, chapter 28, I saw ladders from the top of it. Angels did come on the rope. Man. But you, the time has come. Rightful faith has to come back in the world. Some of these are being reviled and be restored. It is faith towards God, coming from hearing and hearing the word of God, the holy scriptures of truth, not those stories. The men and women have spoken. They thunder. But let me tell you, those words they speak, and there's nothing in them. And they are telling 1-3 scriptures right from the Bible. And they catch you with the first heel of the words.
And quote
it, never finish it. It does not explain. He passes on the surface of it and speaks upon it everything he wants. Who is the messenger of God speaking foolishness. Somebody say now that apostle is like that.
He's
very harsh.
Oh,
I'm harsh. And to sin but not towards you. Onto what? You see, they chased it from heaven. How more? What about we on the earth? God chased it from himself. What about us?
Lucifer.
We have to chase him. We have a chance to get back in heaven. He has a chance to fall in hell. It's the only one he remained with. The lake of fire is waiting for him. I cannot be together with him.
With
the evils he used children of men to commit. Now you, who run to be helped, you find hindrances in people there. Those who think they are of the Lord, they departed from faith. They hear deceiving spirits. They have doctrines of demons. Praise Jesus much. And in the 2 Peter, chapter 2, they speak great swelling words. Let's read from verse 16.
Petero chokubiri esula ya kubiri onyirwa 16.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
Na ye nanenyezebwa olwobujemu bwe ye endogo yeteyogera bwe yayogera ne dobozi lyo muntu no bwe yayogera ne dobozi lyo muntu yazize daruli ya nabbi.
But was rebuked for his iniquity, the damp donkey speaking with man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Yes. We, if the madness of the false prophets, the false pastors, God will send them animals. You find the prophet is mad. The pastor is a typical mad person.
But
people who seem to be sober. You know, let me tell you, there are seasons. The blind who are crafty, they are leaning their veil of blind. But they are fellow blind. They think he sees. And he's just cunning. Those seasons are very wild. The world is right in them. And the blind who is crafty.
It's
his fellow blind. And they all fall in the pits of hell. Yet he's crafty and cunning. And there are seasons. The most wicked. When they enter, get strengthened to speak in the name of God. And those who seem righteous. And they humble under them. The wicked rich. People God, when he commits wickedness, is not ashamed. But this who is seeming righteous, he said, how could I speak about God when I committed sin? I went to another woman, and the one on the pulpit has like 50 women, and is better. He no more gets shamed. He just shame others. And Ecclesiastes says, I saw in the place of the righteous there was the wicked one. Now there are wicked people. And they are ones on the pulpits. And they are very hard. And you seem righteous. You humble. You say, I cannot even serve God. I've committed many sins. And they say, look at these ones. And you go the puppy tell you, check your neighbor, see if they have pubic hair.
He's
wicked, very hard. A person to reach speak such things, the wickedness toward in the heart is to which measure? And the prophet is mad, the
past
is mad, yet you do not know.
It,
as I've told you, there are seasons. Those blind who are crafty, where they lead their fellow blinds.
And
there are seasons when the most wicked rule over those who have a little righteousness. Because the most wicked
they
no more fear to speak in the name of God with their wickedness. If they are in the name of Jesus and you think they are righteous yet they are wicked. And you come. If you clothe those clothings, he tells you,
my daughter,
wala wange.
God has stressed you.
Mokama akwambaza.
Hallelujah. He has blessed
you. Hallelujah.
Akwa
domo kisa. You go with your miniskirts. He said,
I see the blessing of God. Ndabo
mukisa wakatunda kubulambo. That's where you realize the signs of their wickedness.
No,
and you
know,
this one is very wicked.
He has
come with my skirt pulling it down. Try. And the pastor tells
me, anointed.
Nama futa.
Kakati tabu eriwo
mosi ya trouble, a lot of it is in the world.
Abashinga tulina
bawereza nga balalu. We have ministers, they are mad. You find the other.
Ali kubakazi makunga
na nana. He's on synagogue bathing them.
Abambude
uruzi. He's unclosed them very well.
Abanaza.
Bathing them.
The,
those who put lotion on their thighs. The one who gives them new knickers. And they are mad. But the mad.
They are
led those who have a little sanity in themselves. My goodness. As you are silent, that is how it is in the world. It seems silent. But is someone they are hanging right now?
Is
one they are bombing? There's one they are calling. There's one falling in hell at this moment. Heavens take long to receive. But the world seems silent.
Yet
filled with all troubles. I look to ministers of these generations.
And you see,
another is an old man. He refuses the pride of youthful pride. He's old.
akute topi.
They hold his cup. He's come to preach. He make the cap look behind. Youthful pride. Youthful pride refuse us with the youth.
I don't know why
he goes pick it up. He throws this t-shirt inside. He throws on. He's on the pulpit. These days they have their trousers tight. They are older than elderly men. They are all with wrinkles. The trouser he
ties.
That pastor man. And they bring their sons. The rascals. Put them on the pulpit. That's the generation I've told you. There are those who depart from the faith. And the question was asked,
but
when the Son of Man would get back, will he find faith on the earth? What faith is he speaking about? Religions are there. They speak Jesus.
There
are beliefs in the midst there. Jesus praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He
still confess his name in the good way or the wrong way.
Well,
that prophet of the Old Testament, you asked him,
Mirembe,
peace be
Naga,
unto you.
Naga,
and he say,
Mirembe,
what peace take away the adultery of your mother Jezebel. There's no peace here.
Jesus, you ask him,
over what on your wicked acts.
Praise
him, he's helped you do what you do. Both no right. Prophets, Old Testament, I enjoy them. That peace, Yehu.
This,
which peace? Take away adultery of your mother Jezebel. There's no peace here. Praise him over what? Get praised on that. And there is that apostle is very hard. I have to be hard unto sin, not unto you. This fight is not flesh with flesh, not me with you. You still got flesh and blood. This fight
is
with darkness and light.
Burima,
lies
namazima,
and truth.
Lutaro.
It's a fight.
But
though lies move 100 years ahead, when truth comes, it moves ahead of it. In heaven, if you're in lies, you are running. You don't move from any place.
When
you're going to heaven, the one of truth comes once, almost straight. The door of heaven opened before the rich in
enters.
As you still watch, and they shut it. That's why you came down with truth and mercy.
Is
Christ Jesus ascended in heaven as we watched him. You had not held truth while on the world. Now you, my brethren, you speak with your brethren. My brethren, are you answering that question in our generation? Son of man, does he find faith on the earth? Come from hearing and hearing the word of God and put in action into be given righteousness? Let's finish in Peter, we see.
2
Peter chapter 2, verse 17.
Abo, zenzize zitali mumazi. Edalwe rufolu tuali wanembu yaga.
These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Prophets are mad. Clouds without rain.
there are clouds which come in the sky and they have a lesson they have brought on the world. And the thunder march and the thunder and it situation turns around and you enter positions in the house as if just put in the house and the sunshine comes out. It's not been in the meaning.
You
travel us in vain.
People
change the gospel of their like that. They are to trouble people. Galatians 1:6-8
say,
not another gospel. People want to trouble you and they have words and they thunder as clouds. Clouds is not rain. They are right in the sky thundering. Even as if dew of rain falls and you enter your possessions. Those who had clothing they had put outside, all clothing you cover them well, as you just put in the house, the cloud disappears. And the sunshine comes. And again you bring back the clothings. But as they speak those words, they give you hope.
Tomorrow,
in church,
I'm seeing you.
Kulaba,
you are going in America.
Okay, I'm America.
And today, you have to
show.
You see, a single
going
outside nations. Just move immediately.
There is strength, thunder, applause, and humans. They follow things which persuade and entice them. After they get enticements, they see they have reached in the midst of that thing. Praise Jesus much. There are words there.
Hey, I'm singing. Sandra,
I'm
singing.
In blue shirts. But on the multitude of people, you think those with blue shirts are not many?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's finish in Peter, we see.
Petero, echokubire sura ya kubiri.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 18.
Kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu.
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that have just escaped from them who live in error. Yes. They speak words. And they are great swelling words.
In the morning.
In my chair.
The sun lays up. It lightens. The insects cry. The birds. Frogs. Frogs. They cry. And they sing. The rays, the sun, moves on to give raises of light, which means we are illuminating the world.
Say,
everybody say, you are
only. You see where it enters you into? And the words are there. There's a generation since our faith. Satan has finished the faith. Come from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
And he says, speak
God thunderings of words, which have vanities. They entice those with sins. They don't allow them to preach righteousness when you reach those churches. And you wonder the difference between the world and the church. Between one believe God, one never believe Him. Those close ministers, back show, the uncle show, the patch travels, the damage, all in the church. The rascals and the mad people on the pulpits. They are breaking bonds with them. Hair, Rastafarian hair. You say, what generation are we into? When I read in the Bible, there is the honor of women. I see men with the hair. They have plated it. I said, faith is no more. What are we into now? They say, Samson, he too had those ropes of hair. Over what issue? Now you come, if you're Samson of this generation, you push that building down. We want it to fall down. It was a sign of power and strength. Yes, you start from there.
And he
did tie dreads on himself. He tied ropes of his own hair. He made out ropes.
It was
a sign between him and God. Not yours.
Huh.
Now a generation like that, it's what is moving on. The other two worlds, we shall handle them. They hear the seven spirits and the doctrines of demons. That affects all people they hear. But also in the world there are many voices.
Among those,
you understand which is of God.
If you
cannot hear the word of God, understand what you've had in the dreams, or in the visions, or as you're moving, or as you pray, and they come from God. And if you cannot connect scriptures holy, understand what you teach, those taught in heaven, the Bible you have on the earth, it has its original in heaven. Let's read, we see.
Petero ekyokubiri esura ya kubironyi lwa 19.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
Ngababa subizo okuwebwa eddembe ngabo bennyini baddu bakuzikirira kubanga omuntu bwawangulibwa munne era abeera mudduwe.
While they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. And they are filled of all form of evils, all lusts, immorality. Let me tell you, you cannot be a pastor or a servant of God and you still have a manner of fear of God. And you leave evils to the people, right from their spirits, even their bodies. Because commanded to honor God,
we
honor Him in the spirits and our bodies. Others say He checks the hearts, and they close the way they want. And you enter that is the church of God. Praise Jesus much. This is
peace
in the 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6. 19 and 20. He says like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
Oba temumanyi ngo mubiri gwame yekalu yomoyo mutu kuvali mumwe. Gwe muline ya veri katonda. Namwe temuli kubwa mwe.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have of God? You are not your own. Verse 20.
Kubanga mwaguliwa na muwendo. Kale mugulumizenga katonda, mumibili jamwe, ne mumyoyo jamwe.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Both become
katonda.
God's, your spirit and your body. Temple of the Holy Spirit. And you get, look at children of God. The temples what they've done to them. They claim one thing. God checks the hearts. But what fills the heart is what comes out. What you say, close the miniskirt and
it
never came from the heart. You just found yourself, you're within it. Who bought it for you? Last came from where? And you see the temples of the Holy Spirit. Temples are clothing Uncle Shaw.
Ankles, the breasts, they are all exposed.
Stubbornness
that the church, they are going to heaven. Another is a business person. They target the tithes and the offerings. The main reason, faith is there. On the main issues, before we think of tithe and the offerings,
so
those who come at this
time,
has not made us to offer. You give. Don't you know you have to give? The main issue up to here is faith. Come from hearing and hearing the word of God. Then we handle the tithe and the offerings. Do you know Pharisees, many in the world, and they left the main issues? What is he saying now? That man is the only, says the only one right. The right one is God. And his words, as you hear it, me too, I am just a messenger.
And
him alone can make me right. Let's read Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
Ziba sanze mwe. Abawandisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi kubanga muwa ekitundu ekyekkumi ekya nabbugira ne aneta n'ekkumi no ne mulekayo ebigambo ebikulu eby'amateeka obutalyanga nsonga n'ekisa n'okukkirizanga naye bino byabagwanira okubikola era nabiri obutabirekaayo.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the others undone. Yes. These scribes are hypocrites.
This
mind the tithe and the offerings. The weightier matters of the law, there is faith. Have you heard it? The weightier matters. The weightier matters. Faith, mercy, justice. They first take away mercy. And he
said,
Masakataya.
And God is saying, and whatever seed that you have come with today, just sow
it.
Whatever it is, it may be
transported,
it may be anything. But God is saying now you need to enter in faith
according
the voice of the Lord.
Even the transport. That's the mercy.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus Christ. Now justice.
Yeah.
They have big horn cars.
But assistant,
they are assistants. And they are all funny. Ministers. They suffer. They have no justice. But the
death
of office, they gather them all. There's no justice.
For
the weightier matters, we first have faith. Justice will come in. Mercy. Have mercy towards others.
Weightier
matters of the Lord, they left them. But the main one we are on is of faith.
The
others would have come later, tithe and offerings. First,
hold
people in the faith. Come from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
To
put it in action. To be given righteousness.
And
God will find the righteous people on the earth. That thing is very dangerous. The coming of the Lord Jesus.
It's
not us will first ascend. But others will first come back with him.
We figure
when the faith will be found.
We
figure the minute. In the twinkle of an eye. We ascend with him.
But
who are going to be transfigured.
For the
righteous woman will be there.
That's
what the man says.
First
seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
The
rest I will add them to you. Them, that to add us, they are what they made into a gospel.
That is the generation we are into. And they are saying, down there is a boy. He's always decampaigning us. But even roads which have grown grassy, they need a grader to begin to clear them. Come, we prepare the way of the Lord. He comes back.
Has to
find faith on the earth. Road filled with grass. They need a grader to clear them. Yes. You think I'll stop this work? And is it you? Why do you mind? The one who does the evils we've spoken about,
we've
not spoken of any of your names, but if your heart convicts you,
how
more God?
Amen.
You have had the weightier matters. Because you offered everything at
the time.
Plating the seats.
They
put emphasis there. Television station lines. Ask them you where to take the money. Towards God. Where do you find him? God, as he said, bring the time.
Malachi
chapter 3, 8 up to 10.
He said,
in his house they should not lack food. Not him to eat. His house,
where
come people in need, they will be helped. Where did you take it then? I see hotels of pastors. I see estates. Man, I see televisions registering riches of your families. Build big synagogues. They are in names of yours. Your children have to inherit them. Not congregation of the believers of God. I see you. Bring a tithe and offering of God. Yet it is his offering. He changed it is his. When the house of God not to lack food, let's go to reality. These days they say, house of God is that synagogue. Is it not that? And their lack. Do they stock rice in the corner?
And
elsewhere they put the sacks of poshel,
is
where they put that of granite beans,
beans.
They put meats, and the house never lack food. That madness. There are things on this world. You can wonder. But the blind has not yet seen. Many times they cannot understand. For what they say, it's that the God reveals. The brain is what it explains. Until God opens your eyes this today,
you
can understand there is no faith in this earth. If it is there, is very little. Even those with the bodies of faith, faith which is dead, most with the dead body of faith, which show you they have a dead body of faith. Every dead body smells. All behaviors come from them. They explain their state, and they are rotten. And they are but they have rage with themselves. They point fingers. They are familiar. They despise. They trample everything. And they have a faith which is dead. Move with it.
They love their
you know them. You can step on them accidentally and they begin to abuse you. Those they are your tooth.
Like a
dead body, you know it. They are always looking into everything.
It
doesn't shut their eyes until you help it up. They mock as the dead body not stretched.
But there are
things in this world. Praise Jesus much. There are things in this world. By faith, we hold things hoped for.
But
rightful faith which can hold what you hope for.
At least
we hope for the new heavens and the new earth.
Even
all faith is no more there. Heavens, we have to give up on it. Hell, don't need to believe it.
Your
evil acts.
And if
you, you know, you have the witness and testimony of your, on your life. Hell, nothing demands of you. Your sins only. Anytime you commit them, sins and the testimony of written down. That's why we tell you repent and blot away that testimony and don't repeat it. Heavens tell you,
believe
everything I said in the scriptures. If you expect to go there,
expect
to go in heaven, faith come from hearing the word of God and you put in action. If it's not that,
the
hope
you
things you hope for in heaven, expect hell. Somebody say now, apostle, maybe he's all up there. Isn't that? Let's all be up there together.
Amen.
Yes. Up to heaven. The man says,
I've
fought a good fight of faith. I will tell you of that fight. It's not easy. The fight of faith fights against it. You fight with what? Refuse to believe, hinder you to put in action. Tell you, kill the faith. Look for a sin, commit it. The fight is in the midst there. The man said, I fought a good fight. I fought a fight of faith. And if you look into it,
and
you don't understand it's a great fight that you are into now.
And
this time it began on you already. You know what it is telling you?
But
can you do the scriptures? You are a human being. And after you say,
and
I'm a child of God. Those commit righteousness. In humans, they get out of them. They become children of God.
These
you say, I'm in the flesh. You give up on all. You become a child of God. You are led by the Spirit of God. As the word of God is, those you claim the body, you are in the fight of faith. Faith has told you, every man or woman who
does,
let a man get his own woman, even a woman get their own man. Find yourself, you know, in how many? You know what you say? The body. Are you the body? You are the child of God.
The
fight of faith. Yet you want to go to heaven. But what is going to hold on the faith and all that you hope for?
We
have to hold in believing the word of God. You put it in action. Let's read Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verse 1.
Okukiriza, chechinyweze bisubirwa,
kyekitegeereza ddala ebigambo ebitalabika.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes. Faith which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God
is
what all things we hope for. And it indeed shows things which are not seen. Cars are seen. You don't need to believe them. The bus is in the faith. There is a car come your way. And they say, they say, it holds things for those not seen. Jerusalem city of heaven. I want to go in the paradise of God.
Amen.
They raise the cars. Haven't you seen the cars?
Have you seen
them with a perverted faith? Your house. Enter in the faith. Houses I see them everywhere. I want of those not seen.
It's
never hold to things seen. Not. Faith has not been the substance of things seen.
Though
we ask for land,
never
come from heaven.
Lord,
give me 10 acres, they are descending down.
Where
are those? Are all here.
Your
car is in the bond.
It
looks like all the rest pass on the roads. God, give me a woman. I've entered in faith.
Yeah,
no, she's got that sinner down there.
Maybe
open your eyes that you see her. The woman you ask, she's
pregnant.
You want him created her now? As she will grow and age, you are old. She's on the one you brought her already. No more hope for. Not in things hopeful, she's right here.
No.
Pastor, if you read it, well. Things not seen. Like what? The rest is said, don't waste time on those. I'm going to add them to you. The thing you seek for, it's what it's not seen. But seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness
in
the kingdom of heaven.
The
thing you seek for is not seen. That's why they seek for it.
But
still the same faith. It holds hell which is not seen. Evidence of it. Yes. We believe it's there.
For
it was written in the book of the Lord. And we believe the lake of fire too is there. For still, we were not on this earth. We were brought here. If we are in heaven, and they told us there is planet earth, we'd have said it's not there. There is only heaven where we are. But that is still foolishness. Because still, one who brought you in this world, he created two. The beginning, God created heavens and earth. Believe it is there. Heaven is there.
Amen.
Brought
you on the earth, you never knew.
Still,
he tells you, I want to get you from there, take you into heaven. You say, what is heaven? Leave me. All our descendants are dead. I
tell
them that most times, faith. They say faith. Believe your house to be built.
Yet
there are things seen. Because Jesus, there are visible and invisible things.
But
we want to seek on those not seen. Faith is what takes us into them. There is healing. We don't know how it comes. We discover ways.
God
is what they send angels and they work. Enter in the faith we see healing. And there are some things. And they are seen. They don't need much to believe. And they've told you, one who see a woman to marry gains favor from the Lord. You see.
kakati olina agamba.
Now another thing.
Ndi mukukiriza.
I'm in faith.
Okama amonde yete.
Lord brings her to me.
Sagara kulaba.
I don't want to see.
Bwakuletera alike kona.
What if he brings one who is bent? Are we together? In the Christ Jesus, there are many things. In the things in heaven and earth, there are visible and invisible things.
Now,
this faith must point on the things not seen. That thing is of depth, far. I wonder.
There
is one man I saw. He brought a child. And the child read Hebrews. Faith. And it told
us.
When pastor said, give
an
offering. Enter in faith, give it.
Why
give a seed. Enter in faith and give it. I say these people. They have corrupted this boy while young like that. The Holy Spirit told me
that
speak with that congregation on the issue of faith.
For
them to think everything there, speaking about Jesus, holding the Bible, that it is in faith. School in Colossians. I want to conclude this day.
Bakolosai esule soka.
Colossians chapter 1, verse
19.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
Oyo chechifanan cha katonda talabika. Umbelebele webitonde byonna.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation?
Onyolwe kumina omukaga.
Verse 16.
Kubanga moyo, ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa. Muguru ne kunsi. Ebirabika n'ebitalabika. Obanga ntebe za bwakabaka, oba bwami, oba kufuga, oba bamasaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye, era ku lulwe ye.
For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Yes.
You
know that Colossians is very good. Chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. Christ, Jesus, of things of heaven and earth, there are those visible and invisible.
Now,
what holds those not seen?
Is
faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God and put it in action? And
it's
of believing, you say. They are not as the world thinks of them. No. Have the depth. When we speak of the word faith,
enter
in the things not seen. Some things we see, they're already there. The other, if faith is what all things hoped for, there is nothing hoped for when it is there existing. If there are cars that I know, God, there is mine. Though I don't believe that. Houses made in the world. There is mine. Automatically, I know that.
The
time will just come. There is a special faith.
It
brings angels who are invisible and they appear physically. Which brings healing come from spiritual world. And it heals HIV AIDS as you sit down there. Things of faith in God. When we've gone in the real depth, very few have them in the midst of the world.
For
when we get back brief in the Hebrews, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Okukiriza, chechinyweze ebisubirwa, chechitegereza ddala ebigambo ebitalabika.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes.
Chechinyweze ebisubirwa,
substance of things hoped for,
naye ng'ebisubirwa ebi,
but not hoped for, they are not seen. These houses, you've not yet seen them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Romans chapter
8,
he says if something is hoped for, it is not there. And if it is there,
then
it's no more hope. God gives rain to the good people and the wicked people. Sunshine and the rest. And food grows. But all of them live by the word of God. That is,
it's
not allowed in the midst of the world. Then that food manifests never manifests. For people live not by food alone, but by every word come from the mouth of God. What holds that even tomorrow we shall eat?
Verse 24.
Romans chapter 8, verse 24.
Kubanga twale kukalwa kusubira naye kisubira ekirabika sikusubira kubanga ni asubira kyalabako.
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for?
Eso kirabye.
You see the walls, buildings, cars. What have we not yet seen? We hope for heaven.
We
want God safe to go to heaven.
Our
hope we get safe from hell.
The thing is
called faith. Come from hearing the word of God.
It
differs from those I hear in the world. The world I hear stories not clear. I hear stories of mad people. And they have stood on the pulpits of God. And they say we are in the faith. Even the salvation we get saved to go to heaven, we see it, we see it from far. Even that we see, it's not the one we are going into. It's not that though we move ahead. They will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great garden of angels, and the holy ones of God.
But
that you see, how can you say they are of faith? So God says, seek for my kingdom for the things not seen and the righteousness. May this you say, add them to you, for they are already there. They are there. Your land is there. The main title, God is the one having it.
Made
it in the Genesis chapter 1. Starting from verse 6, enter verse 11. When he separated water, created the dry land. The land title is has it.
So
you will ask from heaven, is not there. Your land is on this earth.
You're
one of those you pass by. But Prophet Elijah said,
Gahazi,
so Gahazi, it's not been season for getting money. Times of getting rich is not yet come. But we request and pray they come.
It's
nothing which is not here.
Speaks
in the 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1. Says the holy power of God. What we need in this life and in this service,
there.
We don't hope for them being there.
Just
believe your calling makes you worthy of every good, required for every good work. What can I do to explain
Repeat verse
24.
Romans chapter 8 verse
24.
Kubanga twalokoka lwa kusubira. Naye ekisubirwa ekirabika si kusubira. Kubanga ni asubira kyalabako.
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it?
Olwabiri mwetano.
Verse 25.
Naye bwe tusubira kye tutalabako. Tulindirira n'okugumiikiriza.
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we wait with patience?
But just to be the
when we hope for what we don't see.
Yeah,
that is about. My car is far, I don't see it. Yet it's on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that God already gave it to you.
It's
your season
is over.
Or it's you who has exchanged the seasons. As you get to pass elsewhere in the Lord.
It, 2
Thessalonians chapter
1,
verse 11.
Agamba,
he said, we are prayed for always
to
get worthy of our calling and all the good things of the good work of faith. That they are there, but
he
refuses to serve God the way he wants. Children of God, that's why we've struggled. But all that we need when he knew them, he prepared them. The Bible says,
he
knows what we need before we ask them.
According
to Matthew 6, verse 7 up to
8.
He knows what we need before we ask of them. When he knew like that, blessed us as we came from heaven, spirits as we are brought on the earth. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
He
praise him, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in the heavenly places. He sent us and we have them. Ephesians 2:10, he said, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. God prepared us, we move by them before the world existed. My God. He ordained them that I'm to move through. Yes. Before the world was. He said the Job. Chapter 24. Verse 14. He has good things. And many others like those he already prepared.
So
that means these things of believing. They have surpassed this world. Beyond this we see.
Gone
that we bring those not seen.
And
we enter in those not seen. Praise Jesus much. Even to see God himself.
He said,
without faith you cannot please him that you see him.
You read
the word, it tells you well how he is. You believe it. And you see the one not seen. Praise Jesus. But today let me end here.
God
give us another good time. We shall come, we know.
The
fight
waged
in the first Timothy chapter 4 and the verse
1.
That in the last days there will be those depart from the faith,
bearing
the seven spirits and the doctrines of demons.
And
they begin to hear things. People have demons. And there are places where they pray from. People
hear
doctrines and they
are
twisting words of the scriptures. They twist, they
subtract,
they add in them. And those who try to do it and they do the word not right, they
are
not given righteousness. But God is good for being revived and restored. All those spoken is prophets who were there from the beginning before the world was. Those were from the beginning, right from the beginning of the earth. As
he
spoke in the Old and New Testament, as prepares for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Acts
chapter 3 verse 20 up to
21.
Christ was meant to be taken in heaven and he was sent him back to us after he has restored all his spoken his prophets who were there from the beginning. Praise Jesus much. Now some of those, one of the main heading
and
foundational salvation, Hebrews 6 verse 1 to 2 says foundation of faith towards God,
and
it's very important to be whole held.
What
he said when Jesus will come back, will he find it established? What holds all other foundational salvation
and
all growth in Christ Jesus to reach its measure, no more tossed by any doctrine and any teaching of falsehoods, and we've been established well.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for hearing the word of God. Thank you for being ready to put it in action. Thank you for being ready to spread it to others.
I say
the 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 3,
he said
that these words commit the faithful people able to spread to others. Onto others. And the same revelation, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed are they
who
hear the words of this book.
The
blessing go with you and be with you. And they put in action. And if you commit all righteousness, come from believing, faith come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. And you see all the goodness of God all days of your life unto the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Amen.